You probably remember the Willy's Jeep as the vehicle frequently featured on the MASH asterisk TV show. It was an iconic, mass-produced light military utility vehicle built by Willy's Overland during World War II and known for its off-road capability and versatility. A local man has such a passion for them, he's spent years fully restoring one, and it was on full display at the 5th annual 22-wing Auto Hobby Club show held at the base this past weekend. Judges were so impressed that it took the most unique award. Stephen Jaworski is a warrant officer with the Canadian Armed Forces. He's been in the military for 41 years and is still serving as a reserve warrant officer in readiness training flight. His pride and joy is a 1943 Willys MB Jeep. It was designed during the Second World War to actually get military personnel into different areas of battle, Jaworski told Beta Day. The vehicle has some specialty qualities. Jaworski points out a flip-up light under the hood, so if you needed to examine the engine at night, you'd be able to see to make repairs. You can start the vehicle with a hand crank in front. This is the most up-to-date windshield wipers you can ever find, and it's all manual, he jokes as he moves the wipers back and forth by hand. The fuel tank is under the driver's seat, and in the back seat is a bicycle pump in case you get a flat tire. Another proud exhibitor was car and motorcycle enthusiast Kevin Ferris. He brought his 1987 Buick Grand National. It's the last year that they made them, and in 87, it was the quickest car you could get in North America, he said. It was quicker than the Corvette or the F40 Ferrari or any of the other cars available at the time. And they made about 20,000 of them. Ferris says they also had a special edition called a GNX, of which only 547 were made. Those are super rare and valuable today. The 1987 Buick GNX was a limited edition, high-performance version of Ferris' already sporty Buick Grand National, developed with McLaren Performance Technologies to be the ultimate version of the car. It featured a more powerful turbocharger, beefed-up transmission, improved suspension, and distinctive fender flares and vents. The rare and iconic American muscle car was one of the quickest vehicles of the 1980s, capable of 0 to 60 miles per hour in under 5 seconds. This one's just a regular one, but it's a two-owner car with 65,000 kilometers, and it's like a brand new car, Ferris added. He found it on Auto Trader, from a seller in Eganville near Pembroke. This one is pretty much all stock, so I plan on leaving it all original if I can. And they're becoming harder and harder to find in original condition. A lot of them have been modified for racing and that type of thing. And I'd prefer to have it the way it came off the assembly line. The sole motorcycle in the show belonged to Landon Carlson, who brought his 2005 Yamaha R1, a 200-horsepower bullet. For its age, it's pretty quick, he smiled. It rips through corners. I really love the look of these bikes. They have a dual exhaust out the back of the bike. It makes the inline fours on these things make really nice sounds. The exhaust notes are amazing. Beta Day asked how often he uses the full 200 horsepower. Not very often, he quipped. You can get to 100 kilometers an hour in first gear, so it makes it really good on the highway. If you need to pass someone, you just casually roll onto the throttle and it'll pass them like nothing. Carlson hopes to take his bike on the track next year, so I can see what it can do. Despite the weather teetering on rain and the very cold September wind, 22-wing Auto Hobby Club president John Richard was pleased with the turnout. We had a very good showing. We had 41 vehicles enter our show, ranging from classic muscle cars, a Lamborghini Gallardo, motorcycles, a classic fire truck and modern vehicles such as a fully equipped Subaru Crosstrek with a rooftop tent and accessories to a custom-made 1947 Jeep Willys that was hand-built by one of our 22-wing members. Three large boxes of non-perishable food items were collected from participants and delivered to the North Bay Food Bank. The Auto Hobby Club's executive team plans to host this event and make it even bigger and better next September, adds Richard. Award winners: Wing Commander's Choice, Anna Debris, 1973 Dodge Dart Swinger, judged by 22 Wing Commander Colonel Joseph Aldford. Best in Show, Mike DiGiacomo, 1969 Chevy Chevelle SS. People's Choice, Tim Vuorella, 1967 Chevy Camaro SS. Best Paint, Gary Atkinson, 1971 Ford Mach-E Mustang. Best Interior, Tim Vuorella, 1967 Chevy Camaro SS. Best Truck, Bob Keith, 1957 International A100. Most Unique, Stephen Jaworski, 1947 Jeep Willys. Best Sleeper, John Ward, 1969 Chevy Nova. Best Import, John Tanhill, 1975 Fiat 500R. Best Muscle Car, Dan DeBrie, 1972 Buick Riviera. Best Exotic, Brent Buchwald, 2009 Lamborghini Gallardo. Best Classic, Larry Porter, 1957 Chevy Bel Air. Best Hot Rod, Angelo Colonnasi, 1931 Ford Model A. Best Low Rider, Jules Lamontagne, 1964 Ford Galaxy.